AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Anger and confusion at the airport in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt this morning. This is the airport from which a Russian passenger jet took off last Saturday, perhaps with a bomb on board, say some in the West. The plane crashed in the Egyptian desert, killing 224 people. This morning, the British are trying to bring home the many British citizens who want to return to England who are in the resort town. But at least one airline is complaining the Egyptians are disrupting its schedule. Meanwhile, President Obama says it may have been a bomb that brought down the Russian plane last weekend.
We're going to spend a lot of time just making sure that our own investigators and our own intelligence community figures out exactly what's going on before we make any definitive pronouncements. But it is certainly possible that there was a bomb.
He talked to Dave Ross on Cairo Radio Seattle. The latest unemployment numbers come out this morning. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander on what to expect.
Economists are expecting a gain of about 182,000 jobs for October. That would be a recovery from the previous 2 months when job gains averaged less than 140,000. They came in above 200,000 in five of the first 7 months of the year. Analysts expect the jobless rate will likely stay at 5.1%. Today's report will be looked at very carefully as the Fed decides whether to raise interest rates next month for the first time in almost 10 years, what Fed Chair Yellen earlier this week called a live possibility. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
In Arkansas, a charter bus ran off Interstate 40 and hit a bridge abutment early this morning, killing as many as six people and injuring many others. Two Republican presidential candidates, Chris Christie and Mike Huckabee, have been demoted to next week's undercard event in the debates because of low national poll numbers. This is AP Radio News. Hillary Clinton was on Jimmy Kimmel's show last night, and he had this question for her, says our Sandy Kozel.
What do you call the husband of a U.S. president?
The first mate.
Jimmy Kimmel asked that of the Democratic presidential contender when she appeared on his ABC show last night. Clinton could become the first woman in charge of the White House. And she joked that breaking barriers has been on the former president's mind, too.
He was running to break the iron grip that women had had on being spouse of the president.
Clinton's been a favorite target of Donald Trump and other Republican candidates, but she told Kimmel the criticism is just election season noise.
When I'm not running for something, Republicans actually say nice things about the job I do.
I'm Sandy Kozel.
And as you think about beginning your weekend, gas prices are going up. Gas is $2.22 a gallon this morning. That's up 4 cents from last week, according to the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.